Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Hey guys, emergency episode. This is Ryan. It's Friday, 2:36 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I had to go to, I was doing something for my knee, and I got a TMZ push alert that Tom and Ariana have broken up, and I have gotten so many messages. I've talked with Kiki Monique on her Instagram Live. I'm getting so many messages, and listen, and by the way, this is going to be really raw. This is probably stupid in so many ways, but fuck it. I owe it to you guys more than, not owe it. Nobody needs this. Let's see. Okay. First off, I don't know for a fact that all of this is true. So I want to put that out there right now. This is going to be really raw. And this is coming from my personal, what I have gathered from seeing the comments, seeing all of this stuff. And, all of that. Okay. So well, first off, I don't really know if I have any credibility anymore. And at this point, if this is true, the gloves are off on this show. There will be no more Sandoval compliments. There will be no more. I don't give a fuck if I do like his band or I do like his restaurant. But if this is true, that is a bridge too far. Ariana is a really, really, really good person who doesn't deserve this shit if this is true. And this Raquel, I'm bamboozled here. I literally was like, just thought she was a dummy. Man, I'm hoping she's a dummy, and what a dummy she is. I mean, like to play that shit the way she's doing with Schwartz, and then to switch it at some point to Sandoval, if that is the case, that is gross beyond gross. And now here are the reasons why I think this is potentially true. We have Sheena Shea has unfollowed Raquel on Instagram. Hey, screw this Selena, Kylie, Haley, like who unfollowed who. This is, we saw Sheena, and Sheena was just on Watch What Happens Live with Raquel. Somebody said, did she say anything on the podcast with me this week? She said something about Raquel's going to have a lot to answer for this season, but I took that to mean in terms of Schwartz. In no way do I take that to mean, did I take that to mean anything with Sandoval, nor do I think Sheena knew until very, very recently. And by recently, I mean yesterday. Sorry, I'm getting some texts here. Page Six article came out. There was a Dumois thing that says a super close and reliable source at network says Tom and Raquel have been hiding this from everyone for a while. Schwartz hookup was a distraction. By the way, guys, this is the other thing. The Schwartz hookup is not a distraction. The Schwartz hookup, by the way, is a distraction because Schwartz is dating somebody else. Schwartz is dating this girl, Joe, or like, I don't know. Who knows what she tells, what he tells her and he tells everybody else. But that, I mean, that's the whole thing. And that's what I was like been hinting at in a very obvious way of like, even production is trying to give us clues to this dude isn't being potentially honest in a lot of ways. In fact, if you read the Daily Mail article that came out that literally has paparazzi photos of them walking their dogs together just yesterday. And they used like my Instagram post in that story. Thank you to the person that sent that to me. Like I woke up today just thinking about Schwartz and this girl. And then I had no clue this was on the horizon. And I just hung out with Ariana last Friday at Watch What Crappens, the Crappy Awards. And we had a great night, a great night. She was fun and delightful. And we went out a bit afterwards. I left early because of my knee. But she's just a delightful person and she doesn't deserve this. And also Ariana deals with mental issues like a lot of us do. And I know she has a really, really, really good, strong support group of friends, but fuck this. Fuck this. This is, I mean, like, listen, I feel if this is true, you guys know, I really believed in Tom Sandoval. I really, this sounds so, you can make fun of me all you want, but like, I really believed in him. I didn't believe he would do anything like this. I've always seen him behave around Ariana in a way that I always thought was admirable. I thought he was one of the good guys. By the way, I genuinely do like his band. I don't, you know, everybody's like DJ James Kennedy jumps in and his band's shit. Dude, let's just be honest, dude. Your DJing isn't that good. If we're really going to get the gloves off here, and this is like, oh, he's sick. He's sick. Just disgusting. Yeah, it is gross, dude, but it's hard to ever have empathy for you because you cheat and lie on everybody. And literally the show lets you be an alcoholic because you're so entertaining as an idiot. Like, think about that. Also, this is a dude that has paid $15,000 just so you could get engaged to Raquel at Richella. So this kind of shit, and like Lala jumps into the chat and everybody's, and by the way, this is the other reason why you kind of know that something is true in this, is that cameras are back up. They are filming again. On Wednesday night, I was supposed to go to this Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras thing at Tom Tom. And supposedly this all happened after that. I don't know what exactly happened, but cameras are back up. The season is in flux still. I do not believe the season will be ending where they thought it was going to end, which was supposedly the opening of Schwartz and Sandy's. Okay, so that... Oh, God, you guys. Why is it always fucking Fridays, this kind of shit? And this is like... This is why you don't want to be friends with any of these people. Like, I really... There's part of me that's really... And I know that sounds weird, but I'm kind of messed. I really have to think about this. I don't think any of us guys can be trusted. This is just gross on so many levels. And I just think if this is true, it is so dumb of Tom to not have the foresight to be with somebody for so long and to fight for that relationship. And there were so many rumors about that relationship and most of them were not true at all. And then for this to all change on a dime because of this Raquel, like I just, I mean that it is shocking. And I've tried to be really nice about Raquel, but if this is true, I can't. This is just gross. This is just gross. And, you know, I just reading the same thing that you guys are reading. They're saying they're in love or something. This ain't love. I can assure you it's not love. And I've said every time I've been around Raquel, I cannot get a beat on who she is. Like, I'm just like, I mean, the Bambi thing, there is this kind of wide-eyed, like, what are you doing, girl? What are you doing? I know you're only 28, but what are you doing? Ariana has been nothing but nice to Raquel. Like, nothing but nice. In fact, I was joking, like, what the fuck is Raquel saying? I said that to Ariana last Friday, and fuck that, man. Fuck that. And, like, you know it's bad when Sheena unfollows. So, listen, and I'm curious, like, Dodie's going to enter the chat now, Jax. Now you're going to see all these people enter the chat that it's like, sure, but remember this. This is one thing I will say about these guys have all done horrendous things on and around this show. So anybody jumping in right now has the credibility of like a thin, 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 opaque piece of paper. It just doesn't, it's like, it doesn't matter at all because you're the same kind of horrible. I don't know. I really want to believe the best in people. And I, by the way, whoever this asshole was because at first I saw DJ James Kennedy saying this and I said, why are you saying this shit, dude? Like, he immediately posted the TMZ thing. I'm like, you're supposed to be their friend. And then somebody was like, some like fucking loser that posts their family in their post. They have their replies blocked so you can't reply back to them. It was like,
this is why you don't want to be friends with you've lost all credibility. And this is why so many of us have stopped listening to your pod.
I don't need you to listen to my pod, lady. You seem like an adult. I'm sorry. I'm going to just be completely. It's always the people that seem completely like you look at their profile and it's always like God and country. Like, are you like, I don't care, lady. Honestly. I like doing this. I'm going to always tell you how I feel. I like them. I like Ariana. And if this is true, team Ariana all day, every day, period. Period. There's so much I have admired about Tom Sandoval and all that can get thrown out the window by this. And that's why you really got to think. I mean, not only the Ariana shit, but what a stupid time to risk everything. You've got a restaurant that truly does need to be paid for that I don't think I would ever want to step foot in again, if that is true. Like, what a shitty time to do this. On top of a ban where you pay everybody and you have gigs booked for the next 6 months. Like, gross, dude. Gross. If true. But Lala is like, you better have some energy for me. The gloves are off. Lala, first off, show up to things. First off, show up to your actual show to film it. And then you can like talk shit about everybody. Like, listen, you're barely in the show. I mean, that's these hangers on now are just like kind of all like, let's get a storyline out of this. Let me jump in. Let me all of a sudden defend Ariana. And listen, I still remember when Lala badmouthed Ariana, like really badmouthed. You want to be in that Stassi camp, go for it. But don't all of a sudden come back swinging around because your season potentially wasn't that good so far. And now you're going to be in full support of Ariana, which I really at this point don't know how anybody is not going to be in full support of Ariana. And also, Peter Madrigal, please do not even make any sort of play for Ariana, please. And, you know, Ariana is gorgeous, like gorgeous. She could get any guy. She could probably get any girl. And but at the same time, if true, I just don't know how. I don't know how you would be able to trust any. I mean, this is all off the top of my head, folks, so I could regret doing all of this. And I'll probably go in deeper on some of this stuff on the Patreon this weekend once I find out more information. I just wanted to rush this out because I don't want to. I thought I was going to be able to like chill for the rest of the day. And this is now. Like I do. This has nothing to do with me. And I really am bummed out. I'm bummed out. And I just did a 2-hour pod on this shit today. And I would redo that whole pod. I would redo that whole pod and be like, fuck Raquel. You like everybody fucking watch out. I didn't realize, like, I honestly didn't think she was like It's just hard, though, because it's like DJ James Kennedy is a horrible person, too. These are all horrible, horrible people. These are all horrible, horrible people. And now I will now treat it as such. I've been trying to be like kind of sensitive about certain things and stuff like that. But listen, the guys on Vanderpump Rules cannot be trusted, period. Period. End of story. I don't care if you don't like Katie and how she's handling things. Guess what? She's handling things this way, and you're going to be like more ingrained in your behavior because of how you've been treated by a dude in your life. It is going to further ingrain this sort of behavior, and we've got to be smarter and look past that shit and not just be like, these guys are so charming and attractive, which I know is the easiest thing to do. Listen, I'm like goo goo gaga over Tom Sandoval because I'm like, this dude makes impossible things happen. That's so cool. Maybe I can make impossible things happen. And it's really inspirational in that way. And I've always, like, I've not been around that dude and he's been, like, I was, fuck. I mean, this is like, you know, this is gross. Like, this is not fun. Like, this isn't, I mean, not that the Katie Schwartz thing is fun at all either. It's just like gross. Gross. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You will have them in your closet forever. You guys, I got the blue sports jacket. I got the leather coat. I got the cashmere socks. I've bought gifts for my sister and my dad, and I love it. A black leather coat? Are you kidding me? I can wear that anywhere. And what's so amazing is that these prices I can afford. Quince has all the must-haves like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They do this by partnering directly with top factories. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes that savings on directly to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/sobad for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sobad to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/sobad. Folks, I have been to a lot of weddings in my day, and I'm going to go to a couple of this summer, and it is always amazing to see because you get to eat the different food, you get to see the different venues, the emotion, the style, and you are taking mental notes for your future weddings. It's so stressful, the process. You go from like newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. But using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish and makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake, Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want with tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences. Every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. So start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level.
old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
In too deep, folks. In too deep. Let's see. What else do we got here? Let's read some of my DMs maybe out loud and see what everybody's saying. Fuck. Hold on one sec, you guys. Okay, let's see here. TMZ or Page Six reporting that this has lasted for months and that the two are in love and want to be together. Enjoy that shit, dude. And like, this is just so gross. Like, they have a house together that they spent so much money and time, like, piecing everything together in this really kind of, I mean, oh, Kristen addresses the situation. Let's play this together.
Why I feel like I need to make this clear, but there's so many people right now wondering if, this is making me happy. And you guys, Ariana and I have been really good friends for many, many years now. So I am Team Ariana all day, every day. That's what's up.
Oh, and yeah, so that was Dodie. In fact, Dodie, I'll tell you guys, Dodie messaged me last night to be on her podcast this weekend. I don't think that'll happen now. And I don't know really Dodie that well. Yeah, so that was that. Let's see. Let's just open some random DMs. Oh, and by the way, if I'm in a really bad mood about this, so I'm sorry if I'm more aggressive than usual, but this is just fucking ridiculous. Bravo by Betches wrote, I hope they burn it all down in regards to Ariana and Katie. And I wrote, yeah, time to run that train that Katie was talking about. I know this is so silly because you're like, oh my God, it's so like so silly because you're like, dude, it's just a show. But that's what I'm saying. These are real people. Like, we all talk about reality shows being fake. And I think what works about this show is that it is real. And it shows how people make these dumbest decisions no matter what age. And I think it is our weird fortune, if you get to watch the show, that you get to watch this play out. But then to really realize that they're real people, there's this whole other sadness to it. Because it just seems like they're always so happy and on the same page. And now I'm like, if this had been going on for months, what I would naturally assume is that this guy has been hiding everything and running around like a damn, you know, I mean, him and Ariana just did the show a couple. This is probably not that fun to listen to. So I we'll probably wrap this up here. Her brother, Jeremy Maddox. And this is why you're disliked. And also her friend Logan, who I was just talking about on the show today. I really like Logan a lot. Logan was saying like, these are two of like the most, or these are like the most disgusting people, or I'm paraphrasing. I'm trying to find what Jeremy Maddox said. Let me try to find this, guys. This is so great podcasting. This is why I usually plan what I'm going to say. Andy Cohen put a emergency siren on his tweet. Also, Ariana has deactivated her Instagram and her Twitter. Lala Kent said, I suggest you get some energy for me, Tom. You're going to need it. Katie posted two clown emojis. So that seems to be some commenting right there. And then I'm trying to find what Jeremy Maddox wrote on under DJ James Kennedy. He wrote, it's funny to watch people social climb and be so fake that they're willing to shit on people that are supposed to be their best friend, a term that gets thrown around often around here, all just to come up or have some sort of storyline. This lifestyle and this group is beyond toxic, and I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. All just for clout from a corny ass network like Bravo TV. Tom's a tryhard having a midlife crisis with his cringy band, and Raquel has faked her way to the top. Well, this isn't the top. Faked her way to the top, trying to make something of her life, willing to step on whoever gets there, starting with James. Sellout type lame shit. Let's all remember that. Raquel was a fan of the show before all of this. Does anyone pay attention? This is really good in a lot of ways. Very clear. The only thing I would add is that James ain't no angel. He cheated on Raquel multiple times. And also, you usually just get the vibe. I just didn't get the vibe from Raquel. Also, I do want to let you know or remind you that Winter House starts filming next week, and Tom are both a part of this. So that is going to be a wild start to the Winter House. So enjoy that, everybody. I'm just really fucking upset about this, you guys. I'm really, really bothered. And if this turns out to be true, the gloves are like fully off in terms of recapping. It's going to get bad. I'm going to say a lot of mean things. And I'm just prepping everybody for that. I'll talk more about this weekend on the Patreon. Once I find out a little bit more information, and I'll talk to you guys on Monday for the pop culture roundup. But dude, man, wow. Okay, sorry for the inconsistency with this is a mess, but I'm trying to process. But yeah, Ariana all day, every day. Peace out. What am I, ridiculous? Betches.